Due to the holiday this week, we moved our normally scheduled council meeting from Monday to last night, and we had a lot on the agenda last night. But first, I had the opportunity to give two oath of offices. First of all, to our new Chief of Police, Brian Christopher, and our new Police Sergeant, Charles Eberly. I want to congratulate them both and wish them well in their new positions within the department, which means that there is a vacancy as a patrolman, which we will be looking to fill that position sometime in 2025. Also, I received notice from Rodney Metz, Chairman of the Auglaize County Democratic Party's Executive Committee and the Auglaize County Democratic Party Central Committee, is accepting applications for the St. Mary's 4th Ward City Council seat to fill the vacancy effective January 1st, 2025. This is due in part to 4th Ward Councilwoman Robin Willoughby stepping down because of health reasons. And I tell you what, she put in a lot of years, and I thank her for her service to the 4th Ward, but more importantly, to the city of St. Mary's. She was a longtime council member, and we hate to see her go, but we understand that because of health reasons, she has to step down. So if you are interested, you can send your applications to the Auglaize County Democratic Party, Post Office Box 1612, Wapakoneta, Ohio, 45895. Make it to the attention of the Auglaize County Central Committee. And then they will meet on January 6, 2025 at the St. Mary's Public Library located at 140 South Chestnut Street in St. Mary's at 5 p.m. to make that appointment for the 4th Ward City Council seat. Also, we had one third reading last night, which was basically an ordinance amending section 121.02 of the codified ordinance, which basically changed some language in our videotaping and video recording of our council meeting. It is now no longer videotaping. It is now a term, video recording. And also we will provide such recordings to the public through a public access channel, the city website, or other publicly available online medium. And these recordings shall be held by the clerk for a period of 24 months. So that was one of the ordinance that was passed last night after its third reading. We had one second reading, which basically was the budget for 2025. And we tabled that ordinance because it has to go to three readings. And that third reading of this ordinance will be at our first council meeting in January of 2025. So that'll be retabled at that point in time. And then once passed, it will go into effect. Also, we had an ordinance for supplemental appropriations for 2024 to make sure our books were balanced according to the state auditor's recommendation. So that was passed on its first reading. Also, we had an emergency ordinance providing wages and benefits for the City of St. Mary's supervisory personnel, which are a lot of our department heads and non-representative employees. We also had an emergency ordinance setting forth the wages and benefits for the fire chief and other fire department employees not represented by a collective bargaining agreement. And we also had an ordinance on the first reading of an emergency ordinance setting forth the wages and benefits for the chief of police and other police department employees that are not represented by a collective bargaining agreement. So those were all passed, and we'll move on to a second reading. The other one, that was first reading, we passed an emergency ordinance authorizing the purchase of various materials, equipment, and services for the various departments within the City of St. Mary's for the 2025 fiscal year. And then finally, the final ordinance that we passed was a ordinance adjusting the salary of the Director of Public Service and Safety. Of course, we offered him a 3% increase of what he is currently making, which will go into effect upon council's approval. So we brought that up as a first reading as well to council. We also then went into executive session to discuss some personnel issues, and then we came back and to regular session, and council approved a temporary agreement for the Utilities Workers Union and also the sergeants once they are ratified. They are not ratified as of yet, but it is temporary proposal. And once they ratify that, then we've got the first reading set in place to move forward with their benefit packages. So, but again, that is just tentative right now as they have not ratified their various contracts for 2025. And that was pretty much it. That's what took place at last night's St. Mary City Council meeting. We hope you all had a very blessed and merry Christmas. And of course, I'll be on Spectrum with Kevin Sandler on Monday at noon. So join me then. We'll give you an update as what of all the happenings that took place in and around the city of St. Mary's in 2024. So we look forward to talking to you then. So until then, so long, everyone.